Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, happy Fair Week. Today is the kickoff, or the start for Extension anyway, of Fair. This evening, we will have a large group of 4-H and FFA members on the 4-H and FFA fairgrounds right here in Atlantic, getting all of the building and grounds set for the fair to kick off first thing tomorrow. Hope you're planning on coming out and joining us sometime. A quick rundown of some of the activities going on this week at the fair. We start tomorrow, Thursday, the 23rd of July. We will be weighing in all the livestock except for the beef. Those come in Friday morning, so they will all be on the grounds by Thursday night. We also bring in all of our static exhibits that will be on display up in the building. Those are all judged and entered tomorrow. And those will be on display at 10 a.m. on Friday for the public to begin viewing, see what made it to State Fair, and admire all the hard work that our youth have put into those static exhibits throughout the year. Thursday evening, we kick off the entertainment with the King and Queen contest at 7:30 p.m., as well as senior recognition and other awards at 8 p.m. or at intermission of the King and Queen contest. Friday morning, we start our livestock shows early with the rabbit show at the indoor show ring and the horse show in the horse arena. Both of those start at 9 a.m. Our commercial exhibits and 4-H exhibits open for the first time at 10 a.m. on Friday. In the outdoor show ring, we'll start at 10:30 in the morning with our meat and dairy goat show. Livestock judging will happen later that day at 3 p.m. in the outdoor show ring. In the grandstand that night, we have mutton busting at 6:30 and the bull ride starting at 8 p.m. As always, no gate, no grandstand for the Cass County Fair. We do encourage you to stop out and eat at the Cass County Fair food stand. It will be open starting on Thursday. The noon special there is hamburgers, hot dogs, and pulled pork on Thursday. Friday will be featuring chicken and noodles, Saturday lamb or ham balls, Sunday Windsor chops, Monday roast beef. Tuesday will be serving breakfast only, but we do want folks to come out and enjoy breakfast, support the fair before heading over to the livestock auction, which will wrap the fair up on Tuesday morning. Events and shows going on Saturday. We start out at 8 a.m. with the sheep show in the outdoor show ring. The pet show is in the community center at 10 a.m. Our working exhibits, educational presentations, and extemporaneous speaking happen in the community center at noon. That's a great opportunity to bring the family out and go through some of those fun hands-on working exhibits. Great activities for the young kids there. And also stop by and look at all of the exhibits in the community center. We'll also be having the Commodity Carnival, a traveling display about how livestock are raised, fed, and marketed, with your very own chance to win some prizes and try your hand at how you would do marketing livestock. Also happening Saturday afternoon, the dog show happens at 2 p.m. in the outdoor show ring, and the tractor pull is in the grandstand starting at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday, we get an early start at 7:30 with the swine show in the indoor show ring. At 10 a.m., the poultry show kicks off, as well as the antique equipment demonstration. The 10 a.m. poultry show will be slightly modified this year due to the avian influenza. There will be no live birds on the ground. However, we will be doing a showmanship class for the exhibitors to tell us about a little more about their birds and get graded based on their knowledge of their birds and the care and handling of those. We'll also be having a poultry quiz bowl as well as an egg judging contest that morning. Later on Sunday, we have Decorators Showcase from 12 to 4 in the community center. The Clover Kids Animal Show starts at noon in the outdoor show ring. At 5:30 p.m. in the community center, the 4-H clubs will be competing in the Share the Fun contest, and the Cow-Calf Show will be happening in the outdoor show ring. Feeder Calf Show starts at 6 p.m. in the outdoor show ring. The Horse Fun Show starts at 6:30 in the horse arena. And the grandstand at 8 p.m. will be having our hypnotist and ventriloquist show with local celebrities being hypnotized by our hypnotist. The final day of shows at the fair is Monday. The beef show starts off at 8 a.m. with the outdoor show ring. At 9:30, we have the Best of Iowa in the Community Center. 10 a.m., our commercial exhibits open for the final day. Watermelon Feed, sponsored by the Atlantic Rotary Club, in 11 a.m. by the outdoor show ring. The Style Show in the Community Center at 4 p.m., as well as Building Awards. The Parade of Champions for Livestock in the Outdoor Arena at 6 p.m. Grand Champion Beef Selection follows at 7 p.m. And Mud Volleyball in the Horse Arena at 8 p.m. for the youth. We do still have spots open for teams for the Mud Volleyball. They have to be youth under the age of 18. And you can contact the Extension Office for more information. As I mentioned, the livestock sale rounds out our week of fair. That happens 8 a.m. bright and early Tuesday, the 28th of July. And we sure do appreciate anyone from the community that wants to come out and support the youth at the livestock sale. We will be selling all the market livestock from the Cass County Fair, including market birds. They will not be on the grounds for sale. A picture of the bird will go through the sale, but the market chickens and turkeys will be processed and available for pickup by Wednesday at the fair food stand for folks who are still interested in purchasing a fair bird. As always, when you purchase livestock through the Cass County Fair 4-H and FFA Livestock Auction, you have a couple different options. Of course, you can go ahead and bid and purchase that animal and take it to be processed on your own, send it to a local locker. You can also have the option of sending that animal through resale, which basically means that you pay the premium to the livestock exhibitor, and then the packer rebuys that livestock from you at market value, so you don't end up with final ownership of the animal. You just pay the price above and beyond the packer bid, and that goes to support the youth that put the time and effort into raising that animal. Also want to mention, going on this week, this Thursday, we will have ISU Extension Nutrition and Health Specialist Barb Fuller in town. She'll be setting up a display at Produce in the Park in downtown Atlantic. She'll be there from 4:30 to 6:30, handing out samples of fresh, nutritious recipes. She'll also have information on hand regarding the Preserve the Taste of Summer program, a food preservation education program offered by ISU Extension. The two pieces of the Preserve the Taste of Summer program involve classes, either online or in a group setting, as well as a follow-up with a hands-on workshop. We will be hosting a workshop here in Cass County in early part of August. And if you would like to do that hands-on jams and jellies workshop, you do need to do the pre-work beforehand. Barb will have more information on that at Produce in the Park this Thursday in the Atlantic City Park from 4:30 to 6:30. So stop by and see Barb, get some fresh food samples, and learn more about food preservation resources from ISU Extension. And of course, once you're done at Produce in the Park, you'll have plenty of time to get down to the fairgrounds and support our King and Queen contest starting at 7:30. So lots of good reasons to be out and about with the family this Thursday evening. We hope to see you sometime this week at the Cass County Fair. Till next week, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.